I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The Bible is full of interesting characters. The ones whose names we know all have features that make them stand out. Samson was strong, Elijah was bold, Moses was a leader. Oftentimes, we read these stories, and the main idea we take away has to do with the human characters. We see their characteristics and behaviors, and we learn there are certain behaviors we want to emulate and certain behaviors we want to avoid. Take the story of Jonah, for example. Jonah is tasked with bringing a message of God's salvation and love to Nineveh, but Jonah's people hated the people of Nineveh. Jonah runs from God, winds up in the belly of a big fish, and eventually finds his way back to shore, where he sets out to do what God told him to do in the first place. Then he has a bad attitude for the rest of the book. What are we supposed to take away from this story? Don't run from God? Do what he tells you the first time? If you try to go your own way, God won't let you? You may have heard all of these ideas and more when someone tries to explain what the story of Jonah is all about and what it means. I don't fault anyone for drawing these themes out from the story, but I don't think these are what the story is about at all. The book of Jonah isn't trying to teach us about Jonah. It's trying to teach us something about God. Let's zoom in to the final verses of the book. The plant God provided to give Jonah shade has just died, and Jonah says, "Death is better to me than life." Chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. Then God said to Jonah, "Do you have a good reason to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "I have a good reason to be angry, even to death." Then the Lord said, "You had compassion on the plant, for which you did not work, and which you did not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 people who do not know the difference between their right and their left hand, as well as many animals?" Those are the final verses of the book of Jonah. That last bit about the animals really throws people. This is the end of the story? God chastising Jonah? If this story is about Jonah and the journey of his character, then this ending is a big letdown. But I don't think that's what the story is about. This is a story about the character and nature of God and how he is different from us. See, Jonah in this story represents humanity. We complain. We seek our own interests above the interests of others. We fail again and again to have compassion on anyone, especially people we think of as enemies. The only time Jonah is happy in this story is when he gets a small modicum of comfort, the plant. And as soon as that comfort is gone, he says, "I'd rather die than be alive." Jonah isn't the hero of the story. He is not a character we are supposed to emulate. And he's not really providing a negative example either of behavior we should avoid. Jonah is just behaving like a human being, so different from God. This story teaches us that God is not like us. He doesn't grow weary. He isn't selfish. And he doesn't hate his enemies. He has compassion on the people we don't think he should. Because he is better than us. Because he made those people and they are precious to him. Much more precious than that momentary comfort of shade on a hot day. God's love and compassion are relentless. His pursuit of Jonah and his message to Nineveh are proof of his character. His creation matters to him. God is compassionate, and without him, we usually aren't. That's what Jonah is about. When Moses gave the law to the children of Israel, God said, "Keep this law. Don't turn to the right or to the left." Now in Nineveh, he says, there are 120,000 people who do not know their right from their left. That means they don't know me. They don't know my ways. God does not stretch out his hand to destroy those who are ignorant of him. He has compassion. This is what he's explaining to Jonah in those final verses. I actually love that the story stops here. We don't get Jonah's response. Apparently, because his response isn't the point of the story. How will you and I respond to a God who loves his enemies? How will we experience his inexhaustible, relentless compassion? Can we open ourselves up to this God and perhaps even invite him to teach us this compassion? What might that accomplish in and through us? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.